Welcome to the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show, Roberto Pavoni. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Yourself?
Yes, I'm good, thanks.
Just to start, have I got the pronunciation right of the name?
Yes, that's correct.
That is good. I was slightly worried.
No, it was fine.
Obviously, for people who don't know, you are a Team GB swimmer.
Yeah.
And you grew up in Brentwood, actually. What part of Brentwood did you grow up in?
Towards the Shenfield area, sort of between Brentwood and Shenfield High Street. I went to St. Helens Primary School and then to St. Martin's Senior School after that.
And then at what age did you start swimming?
I started swimming probably when I was about 6 years old, but competitively I started when I was nine at my first Essex Championships.
Where did you train? Was it in Brentwood?
Yeah, at the Brentwood Centre, yeah.
Okay, that's where we're based, actually.
All right.
Okay, that's cool. So the main reason we've got you on to talk about this morning is to do with the funding issue.
Mm-hmm.
So for people who don't know, recently it's been announced that you've been dropped from British Women's Performance Programme for 2015. Now, before we talk about the reasons why, initially, did it come as a shock? Because you have had a lot of success recently.
Yeah, it was a shock to me because this was probably my best year for results. Certainly on an international scale, I managed to pick up two medals at the European Championships. I came fourth at the Commonwealth Games and I just missed out on a medal there. And I won three gold medals at the British Championships earlier on in the year. So it was quite a shock that they didn't consider me to be good enough to invest in for the next couple of years.
And what was the reason they gave for not investing in you?
To be honest, I think you'll have to direct that question to them. They have a certain policy whereby you have to be ranked a certain position in the world to qualify for to be considered for funding. I was in that bracket. I was ranked 10th in the world, so sort of I was hoping that I had done enough to have been selected for that, but they decided not to.
What do you think it was that led to them not investing in then?
At the moment they're looking to invest in a lot of junior swimmers and swimmers who are showing potential sort of in a time frame that is Rio to 2020 Olympics in Tokyo, whereas they probably see me as I'm 23 now, so they probably see me as I have maybe a couple more years left to improve, but I'm sort of towards the end of my career, so they've probably made the decision to fund those athletes who they feel have more potential than I do.
So what is next? Because obviously I assume Rio 2016 is still the objective, so firstly, how much harder is that objective now the funding's been taken away?
It's a lot harder because simply I don't have the, I can't afford just to sort of live and train. I'm going to have to find other source of income, which is necessary at this level of swimming because it's more or less a full-time job. I'm training upwards of 30 hours a week, so it's very, very difficult to find other sorts of part-time work around that to keep me ticking over, but I will have to do that and I will have to try and find something that I can get some level of income in from. But in terms of my focus and my dedication, nothing will have changed. It was still 100% focused towards winning a medal in Rio in a couple of years time. I've never been in swimming for the money. It's all been about trying to better myself and reach my full potential. But having said that, obviously, having money and being able to concentrate solely on swimming and my performances is a huge deal, and to have lost that is a big blow to me.
What would you say to anyone, maybe if there was like potential sponsors listening, or what would you, have you got a message for anyone in terms of trying to gain some sponsorship?
Well, I'd just say that any sponsorship, any help at all, it, no matter how small, would be greatly appreciated and would go such a long way just to helping me to live in Loughborough, where I train at the National Centre here, just helping me to travel and do competitions abroad where I will race against the best in the world. But honestly, it doesn't matter how small the contribution would be. If anyone is in a position to help, I would really, really appreciate it.
How often are you training? You mentioned you're training in Loughborough and you say it's a full-time job. I assume you are in the pool every day.
Twice a day. 10 times a week in the pool, and then also numerous gym sessions as well during the week. So, I mean, on any given day, really, I can train upwards of 5 hours just in the pool alone. So it's obviously it's a tough environment to be in, and it is sort of a full-time job. So I have to sort of manage my other commitments around that. And luckily, I've had support for the last few years, so I haven't had to be in a position where I've been worrying about where I can get money from. But now I will have to start working maybe weekends, and certainly try and find something that I can do between sessions in the morning and the evening to try and get some money in.
Have you got sort of a standout career moment so far? Like, have you got one moment you're proudest of?
To be honest, I probably have two. One of them was competing at a London 2012, which was my first Olympics, and obviously being so special that it was a home Olympics and having the whole nation on our side supporting us, that was definitely one of the best moments of my life, not only my career, but also this year winning two European medals and standing up on the podium for the first time on a senior international level, and really just realizing that all the work can pay off, and even when it does get tough, like times like now, that you just have to keep going and keep striving hard, and hopefully it will pay off in the future.
Okay, that's great. Really do appreciate the time. I'm sure you're busy training and stuff, so thanks for coming on. And yeah, I wish you the best of luck in trying to gain some funding, and yeah, hope to see you then on the telly, Rio 2016.
No problem at all. Thanks very much for your words.
Cheers. Thanks for your time,
mate. Thank you, bye.